All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's doing unreal.
With 8 points in the game.
This is Sam Gagne, and you're listening to the Real Life Podcast.
Gagne, oh, what a move! What a win for the Oilers!
Bottom six woes today.
Welcome to the Real Life Podcast.
I had to hit a button and move across the room to start
the
podcast.
We're down a producer.
All 2 feet, and he was huffing and puffing.
Yep. It's called putting in the work, Jay. Welcome into our last podcast of 2023.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be in next week. And then the year after, or the week after that is a new year, right? Yeah, it'll be our last one. Makes you think.
Does make you think.
Makes you think that maybe actually we should do one next week, but.
Maybe on Thursday.
The resolution show.
The resolution show.
The one where we all say what we're giving up.
Yeah.
I'll give my 7 things I'm giving up, which I'll give up none.
You're
of
giving
them.
Up 7 things? You're a brave man.
I got 7 that I'd like to kick.
I don't mind
telling you.
You have 7 vices simultaneously?
Probably.
Fighting to get in
that
first?
That means you have like 11 vices.
And that leaves me with 3. Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
I would love to say that we could have done like some sort of holiday themed episode and dropped it next week. But when I asked you guys today, let's try think. First off, here's the real life group chat from today. Me at 7:55 a.m. 1:30 today. Jay, yee hee. No other responses.
But why do you always text the morning of?
And that because I want to make know who's coming. If everyone's going to bail, then there's no podcast.
But that's never happened.
I like that he does.
Reminder.
Oh, is that what you can credit for your 12% attendance rate in class?
And then
I,
because I'm always, whenever I see it, I'm like, oh no, what's wrong? And it's like, nothing's wrong. We just are confirming that as always, but you do it at like the crack of dawn.
I'm up.
But
I'm
most
of my day.
Most shows don't need a reminder like this to know who's coming.
I do it for all
you do.
Shows.
You want, you're mad I'm, because you don't see
you
on
like
Instagram.
The reminders and you're the guy that never comes.
This Monday I was out of town. So sometimes people just have to go do things.
Should we do some sort of off the dome year in review?
We could, first off. So, and then Jay's the only one that responded. He said, yee hee. I said, let's try to think of some Christmas theme topics. Jay responded one word, Santa.
There you go.
And that was all the communication.
Oh, is it?
Today.
You didn't say anything after that.
I said, Santa, .. Is he a cuck?
Ah. Well, when you text people at 5:15 in the morning Pacific time,
8:00.
You ask for a Christmas topic, Santa.
That's
no. Hey, discuss
Rudolph. Ooh, Santa.
Well, Crawford right now, anytime she sees anything Christmas related, will go ho 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 ho.
That's adorable.
She gets it,
Santa. We have a 3-foot-tall Santa. She will give him a hug every morning. She'll go, Santa, hug. kiss, then try to rip his sunglasses, his eyeglasses off. Mm-hmm. Santa.
I think we could probably just wrap up there.
So have you done them all, Santa? Is that what you just said? Like
Cabela Santa.
Cabela Santa. You weren't here on Monday.
2023 shit.
It's okay.
Yeah, and then they bought a gun.
We always like to compare.
Get your gun license.
Crawford got a gun license. She got it really quick. Bait. She got a gun. Live bait. Well, that cheaters use live bait, Chalmers, but I guess that's why you suggest it.
You once used leeches and they were live, so don't give me this shit. I've only ever used dead leeches or dead minnows.
Leech, well, yeah, which because they're not native to that lake, leeches are. I'm just feeding them.
Was that the first episode you came on the show?
No.
The fishing derby one? Or was it like in the first few months or something?
No, it was quick though. It was within the first 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, quicker than that.
Of just me being on this show.
It was quicker than 6 months.
It was one of my first shows.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like my third or fourth episode working with the company.
It's been all downhill.
This is hands down our most.
Was I going to Sweden? I was in Europe for one of it.
Finland.
Was I going to Finland?
Yeah, I think it was your Finland trip.
Wow. Okay, so that's like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
So Christmas, let's see. First question.
Santa.
Have you guys all watched the Christmas movies that you normally watch all Christmas?
No.
Have you watched Home Alone yet?
No.
I
need to watch. I'm going to watch it on Christmas Day, I think.
Have you watched Elf yet?
Have you watched both of those too?
Nope. I haven't watched it yet, but I can't wait to.
There's only one, but.
Yeah, there is only one.
Yeah.
There's not an Elf 2.
The 15-minute short film, Merry Shrekmas.
Oh, I have actually seen that.
It's a good one.
I watched that. I think I watched it with Die Hard,
noted Christmas movie.
Very well documented. People
who like do the hardcore Die Hard's a Christmas movie debate are just making up for their lack of personality.
Cinema knowledge?
Yeah, just all of it.
Knowledge?
Cinnamon.
You know what it's up there?
Cinnamon.
There are certain things that when they get brought up, I just roll my eyes and I'm like, please.
It's a unique.
No. People being like, Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Or when people go, is a hot dog a sandwich? It's like, shut up.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Okay, sure, because it happens around Christmas. My point is, I don't give a fuck.
Ah.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. It's just, it's...
Love Actually is also like a very good,
it's very good Christmas movie. It's Christmas, but there's a whole bunch of action that happens in it.
Like, the plot could happen really at any point.
So Home Alone and Die Hard...
You know what? Is Home Alone kids Die Hard?
Pretty much.
Guy goes ballistic, takes it on himself. That's a kid's action movie.
That's true.
It's kids Die Hard.
See?
Both Christmas movies.
You put the writers of Home Alone in a corner and I guarantee they admit to that.
You put a gun to one of their heads, they'll admit to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a Hallmark movie, like a bit of one for some reason. Oh,
was it
God.
Lindsay Lohan's Return? Because that was a great Hallmark movie last Christmas with her in it.
No, it was not. It was so bad. But anyways, it was entertaining because it was so bad.
This time of year, when I come into the house and I turn on the TV, if I can tell who was the last one to watch it, if it's on either SportsCenter or TSN, it was clearly me or the boys.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on a TLC, mm-hmm. like a baking show, or this time of year, the Hallmark. Every time I turn on the TV, it's another cheesy Hallmark movie.
They're so
and my wife
cheesy
with a 90s sitcom star.
Have you ever seen
in it now? They got their formula.
Have you ever seen that picture of like 12 different Hallmark movies named 12 different things with 12 different actresses and actors?
All wearing the same outfit.
Every single poster is the same thing with a guy in like a green suit and
economies of scale,
like a red. And it's like, God, it's, but it's
all I want for Christmas. Back for Christmas. All I want back for Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas, I'm back.
The Christmas Prince.
Come back Christmas, all I want. Back edition.
There was the one they did a couple years ago.
That
was
about a hockey Christmas. Player.
Ooh.
Oh.
What?
There was one they did a couple years ago about a hockey player. It was a Hallmark movie. And like the main part of the plot was that she was trying to get like a hockey player.
A goon Christmas?
Them. Hockey player.
If you watch that Lindsay Lohan movie that came out, I think it's called like Back for Christmas or All I Want for Christmas, one of the two. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic movie. Lindsay Lohan can still act.
Isn't a sequel to Mean Girls coming out?
I don't know, because they made an ad. Did you see that? They made a long form ad with all of them in it.
They also did it for Home Alone.
Wasn't Mean Girls filmed? Wasn't the setting at Christmas for that movie too? Or did they just have a Christmas
It had
concert?
A long plot.
Oh, it had a Christmas concert.
Yeah.
So, I think it was a whole school year.
Yeah.
So it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, because Regina always does
Regina George.
Regina George. Yeah, she has to.
Well, that's why now Mean Girls is a musical. Broadway musical.
All right. All right, here's the storyline of that Hallmark movie I talked about. It is called Taking a Shot at Love.
Sounds yes.
Awful. Small town country guy meets no. big city girl.
Canadian?
No.
Former professional ballet dancer Jenna works with NHL star Ryan Cooper to help
He's him, the best.
To help him recover from an injury using ballet as therapy.
You have to.
As they grow close, he helps her mend her injured heart.
This is straight up the plot of that D.B. Sweeney movie where he becomes
cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
No, well, it's opposite. Yeah, he quits hockey to become a figure skater.
No,
because of injury.
He doesn't quit. Yeah, he has to. He's forced to quit hockey.
He's recuperating from injury and using ballet to come back to play hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Hockey was already in the rearview mirror.
So much different.
Wait, ready, Jay? Because you nailed the second part of the description. But when it's time for Ryan to return to the ice and leave Jenna and her small Connecticut town,
yep.
both must consider the paths they want to take. And just maybe love will find its way.
Oh, I feel alive.
Pirouette its way into your heart.
I got an idea.
Gun to my head, won't watch it.
If he's in the NHL, you find your way to that big city there, small city girl from Connecticut.
Did you see the plot for this year, your intro? This year's Christmas movie on?
Oh, no.
She's a proud hockey mom who followed her son's dreams to Chicago. He's an NHL star at the end of his career. No. Will love find a way? Will fate bring them together?
Twitter will.
Social media figured it out. Can they?
Alrighty.
That'd be a good movie.
Could play.
No, I'm not even gonna make jokes.
I never said it was a based on a true story movie. I just said if that was the plot.
Now there's like a Brazilian soccer star, and I think like not global, but to Brazil, and he left his wife for his
niece.
Is it niece or daughter-in-law or stepdaughter?
It's like his kid's cousin. Like by not bloodline.
Yeah.
It's his niece.
It's though. His niece. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And they have like this, they announce like their second.
Escalando. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That could be
former
a
former Brazilian movie. Striker Hulk has announced that he's having a second child with his ex-wife's niece. Yeah. In 2020, the former Porto forward stunned the world when he married Camila Angelo, the niece of his ex-wife, Aron Angelo.
They should make a movie about 12 that.
12-year relationship.
Him and Marty Brodeur is not the same, but kind of the same.
Yeah, they can make a movie about that.
Because the kids are
brother cousins.
Hold on,
brother cousins.
Like the way that this depicts it makes it seem like, hey, it's actually his niece too. It's your wife's niece.
Yeah, but you
making
can
that your
by
niece.
Blood though,
but not by blood.
Your wife's
I have a nephew, not by blood.
Yeah, your wife's family isn't a blood relative to you. You don't.
So the minute two people get that niece is now like an ex niece. It's not no longer than his niece.
Well, I mean, but it's not blood. Like you need to make that distinction.
No, I get that.
Niece blood. At the time.
Yeah,
it's more just weird that you would have been around them at a young age, and then one day.
Well, if they would have had a kid together, then his kid and the niece would have been cousins.
We're getting too close to the sun.
And cousin mommy.
And then you married your kid's cousin. Mommy.
You shouldn't even be calculating these scenarios.
I know. It's all right. You need a...
Just another one of those episodes. We hope you don't have your kids in the car for.
That's great, true. Great Christmas movie. Yeah. Just, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to watch.
If you're listening, kids, ask your parents, how close can I marry in the family tree without trouble being caused?
Depends where you live.
Depends on the voting.
Oh, Jesus.
Blue state? Red province?
Christmas movies.
Yeah, I only had two things written down for prep today. The word Christmas and then a line that's just, what the fuck? I thought the Oilers were good.
It says Santa underneath for some reason. I don't know who contributed that.
Well, for Christmas, I would like the Oilers to get their shit together again. Is that... I want for Christmas...
I'd like a Connor Brown goal.
Connor Brown?
Well, he's going to be in the press box, so tough titties.
Is he really?
For the next two games, potentially, yeah.
Oh!
That's got to stink.
Man, we're so tight on the cap. And we're handing that guy that kind of money.
This year, it's only $775K, though.
Doesn't matter.
Next year we have to pay the penalty?
Yeah, when he won't even be here. But you could argue the difference between him not being here and the difference between him being here right now. There's not much separating.
It's like reverse contract season where you know you have a contract next season and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's like, I'll sit at home next year. I don't give a shit. Frank was on ONE today and did say he saw Connor Brown skating off the ice at practice the other day when he was there, because it's in New Jersey, and Connor Brown looked very pissed off.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
It's just like it, this was an given our situation, this was an experiment that needed to work. Now, can it still work? Yes.
Yeah.
But to date,
to what extent could it work?
Yeah. Like he has one assist. Like if he had 10 points, even still, you'd be like, but like I can work with this.
If he had 10x his current production, you'd still be disappointed, which shows you just how little he's producing.
Okay, here's how you do the Marty Broder Christmas movie, Jay. It's a two-parter. Mm-hmm. And the first one's with the original wife.
Of course.
And it goes through the arc of their entire relationship. Mm-hmm. And right in the last second, it's like the Titanic VHS two boxer. The last second of the first movie, he sees the sister in a new light. And ooh, then the second one starts, and it's the whole their arc. It's a two-parter.
And
Marty Brodeur married his wife's sister.
Yes.
And had made everyone go to the wedding again.
Yes. And just to, and I don't want to add any more confusion.
How do you make them?
Are they twins?
No.
Are they? Okay. I have to. Okay.
Oh my God. I don't know, but maybe they are. I had never heard that.
I don't know.
Martin Brodeur, sister, wife. Yeah. All right.
They're not twins.
Are they? Wait. Okay. Filed for divorce during the 2003 playoffs, amid reports of Brodeur, the wife of Melanie's brother. So it wasn't her sister. It would have been her sister-in-law.
So her brother's wife.
Okay, I don't know if that's really true.
Really fucked over a corner of the family.
Yeah, though. It's still...
It's the second wedding that gets me.
Yeah.
It's inviting everybody that went to the first one back. But I thought they were straight sisters.
I thought they were too.
But they just could be us telling each other.
It was once Brodeur's sister-in-law. Which I guess could. Okay. How does Vinny LeCavalier work into this?
What'd he do?
Vinny.
Brodeur was married to Melanie Dubois. Dubois' brother was married to Genevieve Nault.
And how is Vinny LeCavalier involved?
I don't know. There's a picture of him.
Is Vinny now involved with ex Brodeur?
I don't know.
How does the car rental agency fix in all this? That he endorses Enterprise, is it?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's a good question.
Like what? How does that happen? You're just at family gatherings and
well, that's
the exactly heart wants what it wants. Here's what happens. You rent a value price Enterprise car and you go visit your wife's family and you have so much leg room in their midsize rental at a low price that you end up taking your sister-in-law home and it's got plenty of backseat space.
Whatever happened to the good old days, like the 1950s, when no matter what you felt, you just push it down for the greater good of the family.
For the greater good of the family.
just to make sure
what's the Book of Mormon song about it?
Switch it off.
Switch it off.
That's funny.
Back in the good old days when you'd look at your wife's brother's wife and be like, damn, she kind of bad, but you wouldn't act on it.
Yep. Let's rewind even further back, 1930s, when you could move 6 miles up road and have a whole new family and they would never connect with your first family because 6 good miles separated them and no one had the ability to read. You could really,
six
really
good
cheat.
Miles.
That's all it took.
Yeah.
Oh, he's from East Lafayetteville. He moved up the road there to
may as well be the moon.
Might as well. Got a whole new family, new son. You're never going to meet your first son.
Yeah. You always need a body of water to separate you and your other family.
Do you think they could make a Christmas movie about this on the Hallmark Network?
No.
You have to wonder when cars started like scaling out, how many adulterous males were like, my families are going to meet now. I'm fucked.
It's over.
In a horse world, I can get away with this.
Oh my God, they put the only supermarket right in between the two houses.
15 minutes up the road.
Brand new supermarket. What are we going to do?
So this is our idea of Christmas talk.
Well, there's lots of things you can talk about for Christmas. What's your favorite Christmas memory from back in the day when you were a kid, Remchuk? What's the one thing you do every year that you look forward to?
Your traveling salesman father visiting for 3 hours, but he had to leave because he had to go back to work at his other family 6 miles up the road.
What would I do when I was a kid? We used to do every Christmas out at my Baba's house in Vegreville. So we would spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day there and we'd come home on Boxing Day. So I was always told like Santa comes to our house a day later. Don't worry about it. Mm. So I would go there. I played a lot of the game Sequence from when I was a young kid.
Love it.
Love that game.
We're going to be playing a lot of that this Christmas.
Yeah. So that was my Christmas. I never got to open my gifts until Boxing Day.
Did you ask for hockey news and a microphone every year for Christmas, or what did you want as a child? I can't even imagine you.
Yeah, that's actually like pretty accurate.
Can I have all the hockey biographies that came out in the last 12 months so I can learn about Wendell Clark?
What was the roadcaster of 1990, 2002?
A hairbrush for the postgame show?
Yeah, no, I always asked, like, I was a very easy kid to shop for, I think, because I just wanted hockey cards and like the latest hockey video game.
Me too. And a hockey stick.
Yeah, and a hockey stick.
Then whatever piece of hockey equipment was the oldest.
You know what he didn't want, Chalmers? What? I learned on O&E. He didn't want any eggnog.
I don't like eggnog.
No.
I think it's supremely overrated.
Oh, I'm like, we bought the real stuff. I loved eggnog, but the light stuff makes me just not like it anymore.
The light stuff. It's because you're not. Okay. Remove your current beef, your domestic beef with the light eggnog, thick eggnog.
I just think I'm growing out of it. I think I'm just not as into it as I used to be.
Like Martin Brodeur with his first wife.
Oh. Yep.
Thank you.
Finally, some time to sit down, relax. I'm going to have a drink. You know what I want? Cream.
Over the holidays?
With rum, a good thick eggnog is really good, but I can't have two of them.
Yeah, no. It's not a,
It's a one and done.
It's a one and done, but you enjoy it. It's one of the few things you can consume that when you taste it, it gives you the feeling of the holidays.
Mm. It's true.
And like, that's the power.
Candy cane,
yeah.
I love a good candy cane.
I hate candy canes. What? Say mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh my God.
My kids get candy cane ice cream. Oh.
Delish.
Oof.
Mint and chocolate do belong together. They also belong apart, but together they are totally fine and delicious.
Today on the DFO rundown, I gave my list of the five things I don't like about the holidays, or like five bummers around holiday season. So like number five, because I wanted to keep one part of it hockey. I said watching that one European team just get stomped at the World Juniors. You're like sitting around.
There you go, Latvia.
And then Latvia's down 14-0 in the second period to whatever, Czech Republic. Czechia, I should say. I said cleaning up wrapping paper. That's incredibly annoying because you spend so much time wrapping the gifts. And then you have to go like walk around.
It's like one of the easiest things to do.
Just set up, you know, like those wire things that you can put a garbage bag on and then wire just go. But we just put it at the front and we all just play end one after we wrap our gifts. You try and bury it.
It's just like you spend so much time wrapping the gifts and then it's over so fast. Like,
you spend so much time wrapping the gift.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We want people to unwrap a present in 5 years.
You want people to unwrap a gift for 20 minutes? What do you want to hear?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, first they'll take the ribbon off.
But that's why it's up there, because it's like a necessary thing. It has to happen. But
it's up there for decor. It sits under the tree for a length of time.
Yeah, we don't wrap like
that's what the wrapping is for.
My mom.
Decent counterpoint.
My mom and, well, to a certain extent, my wife, they put bows on them.
What?
My mother.
You confused it too?
Well, you made it seem like they're the same.
Yeah.
No, and to some
extent. My mother is, to some extent, my wife, is what I heard.
Yeah,
we're entering some interesting subject matter.
But you're saying what
here,
I just said you said that made Jay laugh.
Yes.
You're married to your mother. Just let or.
Get the full sentence up.
Yeah. Well, now we sense. Will, but just we had to draw some attention to that.
Yeah, okay. You're married to your wife.
My mother does this.
Your mother.
Now my wife is starting to do this as well.
Two different
people. They put bows on it, and then literally, as you're taking the ball, she's like, give me that. And then like takes it so you don't wreck it and puts it back in like the wrapping bag to reuse it, because the whole point of wrapping the presents is to make the Christmas tree look amazing for like a good week before.
Or at least a week.
And so that magical morning when the kids come downstairs and they see their stockings are full.
A full.
You have a fire going.
Oh yeah. Gotta have a fire.
You've got the light eggnog all wrapped up.
Yeah.
A little light eggnog. Cookies all crumbled up from Santa eating them. Some half-eaten carrots for the Rudolph.
That's the worst part of Christmas Eve is I only eat the half of that carrot.
Spoiler alert.
I know. Okay, maybe I'll take that one off. I didn't consider the decor part.
Okay.
Decent.
Cool. What else you got?
Hugs. Hugs was on my list.
The Ramchuck hug at Christmas.
Notoriously disliking the hug family.
No, we don't hug. In-laws hug. Ah. Big huggers. And I always try to find ways to get around it when we like...
I've got two words for you. Spiked sweater.
Sure.
You put it like a barbed wire when you leave shoulder.
The family
pads.
Function. Yeah, when they have their big Christmas party. B.O. You have to hug everyone there.
Goddamn right.
I don't know, man. I don't think you do in a COVID.
But no, that's like the tradition.
It's part of the Christmas season.
So
like
I
a Lindsay Lohan movie.
I try to position myself or I go out and start the car, even though you don't need to start the car. So then my shoes are on and I'm at the door and it's like, yeah, I'm halfway at the door. See ya. Sometimes, especially with like uncles, her uncles, who again, I barely know. I'll just go for the handshake. Some of them pull you in.
Yeah, it's like, got to.
We've met each
Come
other.
Come here, big guy.
We've met each other maybe six times.
Doesn't Hug matter. Them so hard, their ribs crack. They'll never do it again.
Have you ever seen Bill Murray's Christmas classic, Scrooged?
No.
You should watch it. It kind of reminded me of him right now.
I mean, this was called The Grinch List. It was to make me.
Yeah.
You are wearing green shoes, which, oh, whatever.
I love a good hug. Way too many kisses. I do say, but.
I had the hockey one. Getting roped in, like when you sit down and then all of a sudden like a weird relative or like a distant relative you barely talk to just pulls up next to you and you're like, ooh, I'm stuck now.
Oh, for a lengthy conversation.
Yeah. And you know, it's going to be a conversation about something weird.
Before I let you go, Tyler, what do you think about the Oilers this year? Like where did they go wrong?
And that was my angle of it is like, there's always that one thing you have no interest in talking about. I don't like talking politics. I would rather talk hockey. But also when someone sits down and is like, I got ideas on how to fix Campbell.
And here's some trades.
You're standing at the bar and you're pouring a drink and just out of your peripheral vision, you see the person you've kind of been avoiding start walking over to the bar and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my seat at the couch. I wanted to make this quick, but now I got to stand here. And next thing you know, somebody sits in here and the whole thing just unravels in front of you.
And the worst is when it happens right by where the drinks are, because a great get out is slam your drink and be like, phew. Need another
Gotta
one of
go
these,
get one.
And you're out. If you get stuck by the bar, like again, you need to be smart at these Christmas parties if you want to be properly antisocial.
So I'm not going to, like, we used to go to a different aunt and uncle's every Christmas day for the dinner portion. Mm-hmm. Now our family's just so big now with all the kids that we only just do it with our like immediate family and we see them another day. But when we used to go to their house, I have an aunt and uncle who did not drink pop. Right? Like
as a kid, that is devastating.
So they had 2 liters of pop in their bar, but they were warm had probably been there for like 6 months.
Since last Christmas.
So anybody that was like mixing a drink, I didn't realize this because I was just a young kid, but their drinks were awful. But when we wanted pop as like kids, we get our special pop for dinner. And you were just like, what the hell is wrong with this pop? And I just remember thinking one Christmas when I finally got it, I was just like, oh my God, they don't just go out and buy new 2 liters. Like these 2 liters have probably been in here for 6 months.
Why wouldn't you bring your own pop? Does pop go bad though?
Well, it goes flat.
If it's not
cold. Tight. And if it's not cold, if it's cold or warm, it doesn't matter. You crack a 2 liter, you pour a drink, you put that cap on that 2 liter.
Oh, it's been
that thing's got
it's been open for 6 months.
They're half full.
Oh, how can there be okay. A, yeah. Like half
sorry,
full.
I thought
I didn't realize fresh that.
Bottles. No. How can there be a party though with geez. That many people all drinking?
Spreads half, out mold like, floating 12 in it.
Half opened.
Yeah,
bottles of 2 liters.
Usually there'd be like a ginger ale.
That's bad. Well, then why wouldn't you just bring your own pop
after the third year?
That was important drinks at that point.
No, but like
yeah. Well, my parents probably started to do that after a while. But like, if you're gonna have a party. You're going to have people over. Number one, you've got to have like at least 4 or 5 different types of beer, right? Mm-hmm. Like a Bud, like a light, a craft beer, a heavy, like a Budweiser, a Molson Canadian or something.
I think you have to have one. And if people want their own, they can bring
3 different barrels of mead.
And then you've got to have a Mexican light. No, I just think like variety. And then you have to have at least one big fresh bottle of every booze, rye, dark rum, white rum, vodka, gin.
Are you tequila, opening up a TGI Fridays or throwing a Christmas
and
party?
And then you got to have fresh pop and tons of ice.
4 flavors of wings.
That's just like party 101.
A server like and a hostess.
Over 101.
You're opening a Boston pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know, Charles. I think you need to have, I think one pre-made cocktail, some beers, a couple bottles of wine. Other than that.
Ooh, like a big punch.
Yeah. Something like that. Like when I had a holiday party last week, I made a large vat of coffee, like mocha and Bailey's.
Did you get
coffee,
everyone turned up?
Bailey's.
I liked I liked your thinking of why you do that.
What about guys like me who don't drink coffee? Then what do? Just walk around with finger up my butt?
There was a bottle of wine.
That's the second half of the party.
Well, then
that's when the coffee kicks
in. Yeah, that's the second half of the eyes wide shut party.
Bring your own booze. So, okay. I went to a party and we took bottles. We take our own stuff. That's beside the point. But like what I love about the Christmas season is just like the memories you have of going to people's houses as a kid. I've never been to these people's house before. They live in a neighborhood I know well, like West End of Edmonton, Lessard, Duchesne, like right in that area where those whole houses are like just getting old enough where you can start to renovate them, but they're still young enough to be like really cool. right? And I walk in this house and it is the exact same layout of my auntie and uncle's old house when I was a kid. And I felt like I was 10 years old again. Like, well, I was honestly, I stood at the front door and I just couldn't even think. I was just looking around. I was like, holy shit. It felt like a time warp. And there was
pop?
People everywhere. And I loved going to this house as a kid. Oh yeah. This is one that had pop. This one was the one that always got like the Nintendo. If there was like a new Nintendo, it was out. If there was like a Sega CD, like no matter what the newest, coolest thing was, they always had this. They always got it for Christmas. And we always went there Boxing Day, which means we always got to see it. And so like, I loved it. And I just was blown away. I love that kind of stuff. So that's one of my memories. A Boxing Day party. You get a good Boxing Day party.
Yeah.
That needs to be a tradition that we need to start doing more.
And that's what my family does, Boxing Day. Like, cause now everyone, like me and my sisters, we have in-laws or whatever. So it's just like simplicity's sake, go do whatever you need to do on Christmas. We'll do our thing on Boxing Day.
Cause that's when Santa comes.
And also, yes, that's when Santa comes. So I do love the Boxing Day party. It's a good, especially now. I like when the World Juniors are overseas. Canada games are starting
in the morning,
11 yeah. o'clock mountain.
Coffee Bailey's,
the Canada game.
Oh, set. Turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
With some cranberry sauce and some mayo for lunch. Yeah. Do you guys have like a really intense Christmas day regimen? Because ours is like jam. Like we go to like three different houses.
Oh no.
Including our own.
Visit your own house.
I'm glad you can
wake up there.
I'm glad you can squeeze
then
it in.
Then we go to like one family's breakfast, back home, another family stop in, and then another family like dinner, full night.
Jake, I'll be honest, I'm jealous of that.
It's awesome.
So my Christmas day,
it's tiring.
Like Amber's family, they do their big thing a couple weeks before Christmas. Remember, this was an issue last year with me not going to the FIS thing with bagged milk because I had the holiday party in early December.
Oh, yeah.
So my Christmas day is wake up. Go to Amber's parents. It's just the four of us. And that's the day. That's my Christmas day. I just sit.
There's going to be lots of football on today for you. Yeah, the safety.
This one will be interesting.
You should start a second family 6 miles up the road.
See, and there's
time for them.
That would at least give me some adrenaline.
Yeah, there's time for that.
That's too bad.
Go for a long walk, the other family.
I know. I want to like talk. I want to, as much as my Grinch list would maybe tell you otherwise, I like the rush of going around and having a busy day.
I kind of like that. But like for me now, Christmas is like finally like a time where like there is legitimately nothing to do. Like your email inbox is empty in the sense of like no one's coming at you. So I do nothing, but I get a little bored and antsy of doing nothing, but we do nothing. We open our gifts. We'll watch some movies. We'll just eat a bunch of food. And then like normally get like Chinese food delivered in the evening.
Chinese food for Christmas is a huge tradition for some people.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
We did it one year because we had to do our Christmas like a day early. Just for people going out of town. So then we got to, it was glorious.
Yeah.
And I never had a not white Christmas and I'm thinking I'm about to have one here. This is,
oh, weird, this is man. Wild, man. This it's is wild. So it's messing with my brain.
Mine too. Like it's 5 degrees outside right now.
I do. I remember one. Oh, it might've been when I was like 11 or 12. So it might've been like 12, 13 years ago by now, or 15 years ago almost. I remember one where we didn't have snow.
Really?
I do.
I don't. It's like 2005 or something.
There was the year that they're golfing on New Year's Day. That year there was no snow at Christmas. That's probably like 2003, 2004. Wow.
We have friends who live in a warm climate and don't get up to see their family very often up here. And when they do make a trip up here, it's like they really want snow. Yeah. They want outdoor rinks. They want snow for tobogganing and potentially maybe skiing. And like, this is devastating for them, right?
I did Australian Christmas one time in Sydney and they're like, oh, it's such a good time. We eat shrimp. I'm like, what the fuck is this? How does Santa come here wearing a fur coat when it's 35 degrees
poor
out?
Santa.
How do the reindeer land on the beach? Do they land right on the beach? No, they don't. I don't think Santa's real.
It's not how it works.
Yeah.
You need snow at Christmas.
So far from the North Pole, he probably just forgets about it.
A shrimp ring for Christmas morning breakfast. What the hell? Mm-hmm. That's what I said to myself. Mm-hmm. Australian Christmas.
I don't know how I'm 43 years old and I've not had to cook a turkey yet. My dad was cooking turkeys at like.
I have never cooked a turkey and will never cook a turkey unless I deep fry it.
You know what? I kind of want to cook one this year.
You'll go for it.
Brine it.
It's the final act of fatherhood.
Nice little brine, nice little sugar water. Let sink in.
You could have a little bit of it.
You want it sweet? For you? I like my turkey savory.
No, no, no. That's just how you brine it.
I don't know what the hell brining means.
It's when you soak it in water with like some with like a bunch of different ingredients for a full day.
So you want to candy your turkey.
In. Yeah, pretty much.
Jesse, you're talking about things your fathers did. One of my biggest fears as a kid, I used to have like, I think panic attacks about this. When I'd sit in the car with my dad and we'd go anywhere, I'd be like, how does he know where we're going? Like, how does he know where to get where we're going?
Life
like,
was simpler we, back then. Well, like, we went five places.
I know, but like we go to my Baba's in Vegreville and the way there every time felt like a new way to me. And I'm like, I used to freak out and be like, when I'm older, how am I supposed to remember?
You'd freak out about this?
Yes. I'd be like, how am I supposed to know where everything is? What's going to
happen? We'll have supercomputers in our pockets.
So I went through this phase where I would like ask every question about every road sign. Like, what does that one mean?
Meanwhile, now fast forward to today, you're on phone calls, eating food while you drive, mm-hmm. not paying attention to any of Google the wayfinding.
And
Google Maps. I know the exact minute I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Google Maps was the best.
You know, it was wild to see. There was a video of Checo, who's a racer for Red Bull, doing the Mexican Grand Prix track with his eyes closed. Like it was virtual, but like it was like same that kind of
same safe.
Driving condition. So he had his back to the screen and he's turning up, shifting, like shifting up, shifting down, and did the whole like lap.
So he would train being closed. Like 1,000, 2,000
yeah.
turn.
He knew, yeah. He knew the whole track in his mind. Wow. That was wild to see. And he kept it on the road the whole time.
Have you ever seen those dudes that drive like the Subarus in the trees? And it's like those really, really off-road courses. Yes. And there's just the guy that drives and you could put mud all in front of his window and he doesn't need to see. But the dude on the right is like five left. And then the guy's just two right. And then he just turns and this dude's just navigating the whole time. Yeah. Like that's trust. That's got to be the craziest.
That's the level of trust I had in my dad when I was younger.
No, you didn't. You even have a panic attack.
Yeah, you were because I was worried one day it would be on me.
You clearly never had.
I was never worried about us getting there. I was worried about the day I'm in charge of getting somewhere.
Wow, like, that's neurotic. You're like 8 years old, worried about 10 years in the future already.
I was like, I won't know how to get to Baba's house.
And you
like,
never that was ever a problem. Witnessed once pulling off to the side of the road, out of the car, map on the hood, walk around, stare up at the ceiling.
No, because my dad was a machine.
Your dad's a machine.
Yeah.
Bert Kreinger or whatever.
Yeah. And that was a fear I had as a kid. We'd go for Christmas to my aunt's farm out in the middle of nowhere and he would just know how to get there.
The vague.
Well, every Christmas, right after the last day of school, the next morning, we'd get up at like 6 a.m. and drive to Mortlach, Saskatchewan. Mm. 8 hours.
Whew.
And yeah, it felt like, yeah, you're right. It felt like it was a different way every time, even though you'd hit like the same.
You knew a couple landmarks. Like
bigger Saskatchewan, Rosetown, Swift Current, Mortlach.
So your Christmas day every year was an 8 hour car ride?
I wouldn't leave on Christmas day.
Oh, the day after school.
Yeah. So we would leave. Sorry. So this year, I would leave tomorrow morning, the 23rd, and then stay there till, I don't know, 10 days.
We don't need to make a big deal of this. But my keeping it 100 definitely has to do with Christmas.
Okay.
And it has to do with...
Do you want to get to it right now?
Let's just do it right now.
Okay, well...
Do an ad read.
We're going to do a couple things first.
Sure.
First, we're going to step aside for a quick break.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare.
PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, back on the pod. Keeping 100 is brought to you by DoorDash. If you're throwing a big holiday party this year, you know you're going to need DoorDash at some point. Something's going to be forgotten. You're going to be out of wine or out of one of the nine spirits Chris Chalmers demands you have in the house at all times. Get it all with our friends at DoorDash. And for a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25, all capitals on NATION25. That's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the promo code NATION25.
If you go to your aunt and uncle Stale Pop's house, DoorDash some fresh pop.
Aunt and uncle Stale Pop. You could.
That solved your childhood problem.
If DoorDash was around then, you would have.
11-year-old Chalmers just DoorDashes more pop to the party and goes to the door and gets it.
Yes, and ice.
And smokes.
What a power move. And a pack of well, that's a good lead into it because it has a lot to do with that. Yep. And I'll start keeping it 100 with a song. There's no shopping like online shopping. Have you been to a fucking mall or a store recently? It is the worst experience in the goddamn world. Every single thing about it sucks. The parking, walking through the mall, dealing with people.
Is this new? Like no, this has always been the case.
I don't shop very often. And last year, like, I actually kind of like getting out, getting in public, going to a store, going to Shoppers Drug Mart or Southgate Mall, or going to like West End, or going to a store in South Edmonton Common. I kind of liked it. It got me out. It got me to see things.
Yeah.
This year, I did like a
nothing's
little bit
changed.
Of that.
I can almost assure you.
Awful. It is the worst experience in my life. And I am just constantly waiting because of the amount of Instagram things that pop up that are just people getting in arguments in public, in stores, and people having.
It's like a very emotional time, man.
It's just crazy. I saw a couple like people getting pretty ornery with each other in the 45 minutes I was in the mall. And I was just like, this is not happening. I went home.
Just imagine you walking through the Congress like.
I got on Amazon and I got on my computer.
So on Amazon?
I had
killing small business. Thank you.
No, because they're small business that are fulfilling it.
Well, no, but continue.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. Sorry, small business. Then go get a shot bah, somewhere humbug. Where it's easy for me to park in front of.
Here's my thing. I think I agree with Jay. It's always been like this, Charles, but I think
you've changed.
Like 2-3 years of COVID, you didn't have any of it. And there weren't a lot of people out and about. And now that it's back to the normal masses.
Like it's always this crazy.
Sure. So I believe.
It used to be crazier. Now because of online shopping, it's actually been eased a little bit.
Do you remember when you would do online shopping and it'd be like, well, your package is going to show up between December 2nd and December 25th. And you were like, whoa, this is it. This is exciting. I might not get this. This is crazy. Now it's like, it's going to be there at 11:52. And it is there at 11:52.
This is the name of your driver.
And you're livid.
We're
living better than any other point in human history.
It is. I got all my shopping done in like an hour and a half. And everything showed up. And everything was perfect.
So, but like that means like, did you know exactly what you wanted to get, everyone?
I had a good
idea. Like, how do you, how do you window shop online?
So, yes.
Amazon search gifts for women. And then just dig through what they got.
Yeah. No. I kind of pretty much knew what I wanted, what I was getting. Some things changed.
Your phone would be like, I overheard your wife saying this and I suggest you buy this.
Exactly. And then it would just send me a link. But no, like some things were just different colors. Maybe the sizing of some things is where you really have to get. Yeah. You have to go find that exact product in the house. You know what I mean? Like if it's a pair of shoes. You know, some shoes can be a half size different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do most of my shopping at the Capilano Mall Saturday Seniors Christmas Craft Market. I like to get.
I love a good market.
Hand
like, you're the anti Chalmers.
I used to do
the most hand local. Knit, like, you get like a Kleenex box and then they'll make like a sock for it and it goes over the Kleenex box. Then you put that in the back window of your car. Mm. Christmas.
I used to love a good market when I was a kid. We used to do it all the time, but now it's like, I don't know.
There was a beautiful Christmas market at Fort Edmonton.
Is it just
there's me? A Terra Losa Christmas market, isn't there? Like kind of like the Collingwood one. Collingwood, the
farmer's market.
The overhanging, like part of the outdoor strip mall.
It's a farmer's market.
Yeah. Just go there, get everything there. Your wife will love it.
There was Royal Bison.
Get her a jar that it's actually a soup. Yeah. And this you got all the ingredients and then you just pour it in and delicious.
This may be a fully me.
Merry Christmas, babe.
Oh, it totally is.
So when you walk into a place like the mall, it just doesn't feel.
I don't love it, but I know I know what I'm walking into.
No, you're more tense.
It is, right? It's me.
Yeah. I've been shopping three or four times.
Is there more animosity?
It just feels like
maybe.
Do I have less patience with the way people walk? If somebody's walking?
Well, we become less patient as a society.
Yes, we have. But like. Little tiny things just about simply walking the corridor at West Edmonton Mall bother me. Like I look at people and I'm like, do you not understand how traffic works?
I think you're the problem in this story.
I think I am.
Yep. You have to go into those circumstances with an open mind. Cause yes, it's easy to get extremely pissed because everyone there is just lost. Cause they don't know what they want to get. They're hoping to find it at the mall.
But see, I went to the mall with knowing exactly where I was going, knowing exactly what I wanted, and still from the...
How do you know that before you get there, though?
Because we know...
I'm going to go to Simon's and get a blouse.
I'm not going Christmas shopping by, like, looking at 10 different things. I'm going with a purpose. Yeah. I do my research online.
But how do you know in advance?
But there also is something nice.
Tell me, or else I just know.
There is something nice about going to the mall, picking a night, and just walking around and be like, ooh, I think this person would like...
Mm-hmm.
You get them the... That's yeah. Like...
Now... I would I say this to myself every year. I would like to do my Christmas shopping in November.
Why?
Well, because you can do it with that like space, that time and space, and you actually can like see and think. Where you know when it's chaos, you're trying to navigate the chaos, and it kind of affects your ability to kind of really think about the individual.
The Canadian rapper chaos.
Yes.
Cool. I dare you.
Cool.
To go to Costco. In the next couple of days.
I refuse to go there.
No, I don't go on the best of days.
I refuse to go there.
Just trying to get in the parking lot's going to be a nightmare. But anyway, even at the mall, the parking stalls, I don't know if the trucks are getting bigger. I can park like a madman, especially in Backinen. Backinen, there's parking stalls in that mall you can only get Backinen. And I did it, and I literally looked, and I was like in the line, so are the people next to me, and I had like 8 inches on each side. I was like, this is insanity. This is crazy.
You're 70% of the way to an old man yelling at clowns.
Dude.
I just want you to know. It's on the horizon.
But he's able to navigate the internet.
For now.
For now, yes.
No. The internet's easy. Especially when you know what you need.
Some of those CAPTCHA things where it's like, click the windows with the motorcycle. And like some of it's like, holy shit.
They try to trick you sometimes.
Okay, so that small piece of the handlebar is in this picture of just his body. Is that motorcycle?
Have you ever been denied by a CAPTCHA in your life?
Yes, because
of
that.
The ones where it's like, click all the boxes that are traffic lights. And one of them is like the corner of the plastic of a traffic light. And you're like,
I'm going to give it a go here. Let's just call that a traffic light.
I've also heard that they're selling all of that to companies who are making driverless cars. Cause that's like what they're programming into driverless cars. It's probably just a conspiracy theory that has no merit. Yeah. So never mind.
Well, I just think that online shopping, we keep it 100, is the only way to shop these days. But
what are your thoughts on property taxes?
So like, here's my problem with online shopping.
Get me started on property taxes.
I always feel like I can't get it sent to my house because then Amber's going to see what it is and be like, ooh, a package from Lululemon. Wow.
Get it sent to your neighbor.
I hate my neighbors. Also, new chapter in the neighbor beef.
Go on.
Cool. You
send it to your parents. But yes, go on.
One of the neighbors is now just 10:30 before quiet hours start, just starting up his Harley. Just letting her rip a couple times.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just to piss off the other guy.
It's cool. Cause he's got until 11.
Cause he's got to 11.
What?
Just totally.
When did 11 become quiet? Like, is this
bylaw? That's bylaw.
Oh.
Cause don't worry. One of my neighbor once came over. It was 11:05 on a Friday night of a long weekend. It was me and three buddies in the backyard. No music, just sitting around a fire, maybe talking a little loud. But he goes, hey, quiet hour started 15 minutes ago. Okay. Gonna need you to keep it quiet.
I'm sorry. Do we live in a minimum security prison?
Friday. Is Chalmers your neighbor?
Dude, I love a good party. What are you, nuts?
All these old people.
Oh, no.
Thomas was my neighbor. He would have been there drinking with us.
I blare the music.
Crusty old people.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So anyways, that's my update is one of the guys is just revving a Harley. And that's it. Also, what were we talking about?
That would annoy me because I'm now fucking in bed early.
I don't know.
We're
going on
Christmas movies.
I can't get it sent to my neighbors because they
get it sent here.
Send your parents.
I get it sent to my parents. But then I still got to make a trip over to their house.
Yeah, why didn't you get it sent here?
Yeah, well, your mom loves you, right? She'd probably just drive it over. Just a chance to say hi.
She probably would.
Right, bring over a nice homemade soup, too.
Oh, okay. So I got a new washer and dryer. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Flex.
So I sold my old washer on buy and sell.
Wait a minute.
Why'd you have to get a new one?
Good question, doctor.
Worked.
The dryer's broken, but the washer's fine. But
so you sold the dryer broken?
No, the dryer we didn't sell.
Why did you just buy a dryer?
Because we wanted a matching set.
What are you, Rockefellers? Do you?
Yeah, you got to
do that. Why, your clothes will get dried incorrectly if they're two different brands?
Every time you look at it, you're like...
And also our
those don't match.
Our washer still worked, but it was old.
They're so, they're
what are you, Rain Man?
Such a front-facing piece of
you've been sold decor. Bullshit by the home dryer washer industry, Chalmers. You can mismatch that shit.
Are you telling me that if you have appliances in your kitchen and you have a black fridge and you have a stainless steel dishwasher,
apples to oranges comparison?
No, it's not. You have to look at it every day when you do laundry.
Kitchen appliances are home decor. Laundry appliances are not home decor because they're not visible to anyone in your house.
What is your laundry room in your kitchen?
Your living room?
So in your master bathroom, it doesn't matter if you got a gold faucet here and a black faucet on the other sink and chrome bath hardware. You don't care? Well, nobody else goes in there.
The laundry room is often an unfinished room in your house for many people. It's like...
Well, get some...
My plywood on the floor so you can't flood and a fucking washer and dryer.
Who gives I didn't realize you had stadium seating around your laundry room and you live stream.
Table goes. People are always in there when I have people over.
Just how many
people? More reason to keep the fucking clunky one clunking along until one of your parties breaks it.
Do you realize how many times you walk in the back door of a house and the washer and dryer is right there in like the mud room, like right there in the back entrance.
Also, my washer and dryer were probably like 15 years old. So
yeah,
like,
you got to match. It's okay. There's two types of people in this world.
So I sold the one on buy or sell.
How much?
$100. Just wanted to get rid of it.
Yep.
Ripped them off.
How old is it?
New dryers, $350.
Like 15 years. I don't know.
Okay.
So the guy comes over and he said in the message, he goes, do they work? And we're like, yes, they work. He goes,
why they? It's only one.
Sold this guy a broken dryer. So you didn't have to move it out of here.
Take the dryer. He did offer, he goes, if you give me $25 off the washer, he goes, I'll take the dryer. I was like, fuck no.
Perfect. So wait a minute. You're selling the washer too?
I sold the washer. The dryer.
Oh, the dryer didn't work.
Dryer didn't work. Washer works. Guy comes to buy the washer. During the day he was messaging being like, does it work? Yes, it works. Are you just saying that and trusting the old homeowners or have you used it? We've been using it for over a year. It works. Okay. So he shows up, asks me the same questions. And I'm like, yes, it works.
Please tell me he asked you to fucking hook it back up to the water.
Nope. He takes it, him and his buddy go to load it in the back of their truck. I'm standing there talking to one of my neighbors outside. And all of a sudden the washer is boom, topples and slams onto the back of his truck. The washer. Boom. Big noise. I was like, Jesus
Christ. Has he paid you?
He paid me.
All right.
Nice.
Brings it home. A couple hours goes by. He messages, hey, it's not working. Don't know what to tell you, man. Heard it slam on the back of your truck. It worked for us. I did a load of laundry 4 hours before I sold it to you.
That's good value.
Yeah. And he was like, well, my wife's trying to get it working and it's not. It's like, again, man.
Were you like, send a photo of your wife?
It also knows where I live. So like, you know, don't want to make too much of an enemy out of the guy. And then 45 minutes goes by. He goes, all good. Got it working. And I was like, was this guy just trying to get me to be like,
yeah, he definitely was.
Right.
Yeah. So
I also did message him and say, did you turn your water back on? Cause he goes, it's not even filling up with water. So there's also a chance he just didn't flip his water back on because that was the last message I sent. Then 45 minutes later, he messaged and was like, it's working. Thanks. My wife got it to work.
Yeah, that's good, though. There's a part of me that would sit there and be like, oh, I just don't even want to deal with this. Kate, just bring it back. Or like, I'll you transfer you back the money. Just keep the damn thing. I don't care. Yeah.
Also, when he was like, if you give me $25, I'll take your dryer.
It's a good deal.
That's not a bad deal. You got to take
the labor
from Costco. Free takeaway.
Oh,
so there's no reason for me to do
okay.
that. I guess he wouldn't have known that. So I'm fair.
Hold on. You buy appliances from Costco. They'll take away your old ones free.
Yep.
How do they make money?
And they installed the whole thing. Well, the new ones just got installed today while we're doing this podcast.
I think they make money off the old ones for sure.
Like recycling them?
You might want to double check that install, my boy.
Why?
I don't know. Just make sure everything's tight. Just make sure there's the zip tie around the drain. You know what the number one thing that people don't do is? They don't put that drain hose in far enough.
Oh, don't tell me this shit, man. This shit stresses me out. Then, you know the number one thing you probably forgot you to do is?
Zip tie the drain to the two water lines because the water lines never work. But when that drain starts pumping, the force of the water shooting down could push that thing up.
What?
But since it's zip tied to the two fixed water lines, it won't go anywhere.
Decent amount of time. If I put a little too much detergent in my washer, I'll walk downstairs and there's just bubbles coming out of the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the floor?
Yeah, because it's all connected.
Okay. It's all connected.
Bubbles coming out of the floor. I'm like, God damn it. I don't know how house works. Almost burned it down with a snow globe. So what do I know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, new washer and dryer. Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's
a nice present to yourself.
I cannot wait to go home.
You would ever buy each other stuff for Christmas?
Yeah, but we do, like this year, I had no ideas for her. So I was like, hey, like we should do like a really low budget this year. Get like meaningful stuff. And then I went to the mall and I found like five things that she liked. So then I was stuck. I was like, okay.
Five things? How much time did you have? Oh,
Tyler.
At the mall.
So then I was like, what do?
Soup in a jar?
Do I blow over the budget knowing I'm getting not as much value in return on this transaction?
Or it's not a transaction.
Or do I text her and say, ha, hey, I went way over our budget.
No, she probably is going to do it too.
Yeah, and she did.
Whatever, yeah.
I later found out that she went over the budget and then felt bad about it. So was messaging my family being like, hey, if you haven't gotten Tyler anything, I'll sell you some of the shit I bought him. Yeah, we do gifts for each other.
So I don't.
Yeah, as you should.
I have a buddy, him and his girlfriend do a donation instead of gifts for each other. And I'm like, come on.
Then they're very uncreative individuals.
They found each other at least.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah,
that's about true. The best thing from that story.
Or meanwhile, one of them is just deeply tormented and is just switching it off. Thanks, Match.com.
Yeah.
You know what I'm excited about is the ON Christmas party that we're going to do because.
Are you coming?
Yeah. Wife and I are both coming.
When is it?
Why are you making that face? You want me coming?
We'll see. We'll see if you come.
No. We're coming. I RSVP'd.
All right.
And we're going to, we're doing what is it called? A white elephant gift exchange. Mm-hmm. So listen, at my self-employed Christmas party, I did a white elephant.
Oh, significant others can participate if they bring a gift.
Heck, you can.
All right. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see Aaron Chalmers get involved.
Oh yeah. We're both going to get involved, but like, I don't get to do those because it's self-employed Christmas parties. You don't really. I bought myself a gift card, so that was good. Got it back in the white elephant gift exchange.
I saw a self-employed...
Stood there at the bar, had a drink, chucked a 20 in a V8, and then went home.
I saw an Instagram story, or post Chalmers, it was self-employed Christmas party, and you had liked it. Chalmers, liking this shit.
So I'm excited to come to this one. So listen, is that the one where you get to steal the gifts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man, that's a good time. So you ultimately want to be like the second or last person to go. Yep. Right? Because is there a maximum amount of time something can get stolen? Yes.
There's different rules.
Two or three.
So like when me and my friends do it, we do a gift can only get stolen once a round. So like once it's stolen, that round it's locked in until a next person opens a gift or a next person goes.
But you can cap it.
You could. Yeah, you could do it. It can only be stolen three times.
So whatever. We'll have a set of rules. It'll be similar to that. We were talking about last year's.
No one bring a goddamn puzzle.
We were talking about last year's on last pod. He's anti-puzzle. It's very shocking.
Bringing two puzzles.
Yes, you should.
I'm going to.
A Tyler Ramchek puzzle.
The thing we forgot about, we were talking about ours and we were talking about how Waz stole my gift.
Yeah.
But and we're like, okay, that's funny.
Oh yeah. It was like the best gift.
The most important detail we forgot to omit is that Waz wasn't actually part of the gift exchange. He was representing someone else.
Yeah.
And then decided to steal on that person's behalf.
Which
makes it even more funny.
Representing Spencer, who is a 22-year-old male, and Waz's choices were a bucket of mini bottles of booze or an automatic wine opener. And he was like, Everyone's like, Waz, your boss wants the wine opener.
So, but did you make it like a charade that nobody should steal it? Because that kind of would add to, so I think the best way to not get stolen from is to pretend like you really don't.
Well, no, but it's Waz. I wasn't doing anything, but the fact that Waz is doing a gift steal when he's a proxy.
No. It's true. But what's the best way to get a gift not stolen? Pretend that you love it or pretend that you hate it?
Oh, yeah. Pretend like you hate it.
Or just pretend that you hate it.
Yeah, well, you can't go over the top.
If someone wants it, they want it.
Like, are you watching Squid Game?
I already did.
Are you watching Squid Game? Do you plan on watching it?
No.
You know, they had to pick two people to, like, They vote the three people at games.
Yes.
And there was the one guy going around projecting weakness and like pretending he doesn't want to be. And I put a target on his back because he did that. Yeah. And he was actually not like his tactic.
That didn't work for him.
And that blew up at him. Like, yeah, you don't want to be like, oh man, this sucks. Cause like, obviously people will see through that. You got to stay lay low.
So true.
Lay low.
Okay, well, I wonder if you can get a puzzle with somebody's face put on it. That'd be fun. Yeah,
you can. Of course you can. The internet.
So they make these puzzles. You really don't like puzzles?
No, I told a story on the last episode that will make it make sense.
Have I ever told you about a wasp jig?
No.
It's jigsaw backwards. Okay. So these wasp jigs, the picture on the front of the box is of a scene happening, right? And they're all looking forward and they're all pointing, and the actual puzzle is of what they're looking at and pointing to. It's very cool, but it's in every way it's like
but you still build it like a puzzle.
You have no idea what it is, but you can see what kind of like the environment is like, so you can kind of know where to put pieces.
So you have to imagine the image based on that and then put it
what
together.
They're seeing what or what's happening.
So give us an example of one.
Or okay, so one is this actor and this actress are in the theater and they're in their dressing room, but they're tied up. They're tied up and there's a bomb that's like wicking down. The bomb's about to go off. Mm-hmm. The actual puzzle is of the aftermath of the bomb going off. So you don't really, so things have been blown everywhere.
Body parts everywhere.
No, they're alive. I mean,
they survived the explosion that destroyed the room, but they lived.
The other one is,
it's like a Wile E. Coyote bomb explosion.
The other one is a beach town, right? So it's a beach town and there's buildings and all this in the back and everybody's driving, everybody's pointing. And then the actual puzzle is of this monster coming out of the ocean and like these planes trying to like attack it.
But they don't, you're not giving any indication what it is.
None. You just know the environment. It's very cool.
Wow, that must take some time.
They are. They're
awesome. Are they
how, 1,000 piece
holy
tiny little dogs.
Shit.
Tiny little
holy
guys.
Holy man.
Yeah, yeah. We so we used to
do it on shape only?
Yeah, yeah. Do it on shape. Well, you can start to see where like it's color coordinated and everything. We used to do one over a 5-day trip to Fairmont with this couple that we'd go there with. We would get it going the Thursday night when we got there, and then any waking minute we had where we weren't like skiing or making dinner, and we put it on the kitchen table. So like we all had to eat around the house. Yeah. Like it was the main spot where you did the puzzle.
That sounds
and
fun.
It was, you'd be ashamed to say that there'd be 3 a.m. in the morning where somebody would come downstairs to get a glass of water from bed. And I'd be sitting there with a Ryan Coke and my earphones in.
You have a Ryan Coke in your earphones?
Yep. Well, it's a Saturday night. I'm going to have a Ryan Coke at 3 a.m. while I do the puzzle. Cause I'm a night owl and like to stay up. I think they're about $40 too, and that's how much we're going to spend. So I'm going to
$30 is the limit. So don't you dare flex on us.
Yeah. I won't.
I know what I'm getting. I gotta get it.
Exciting! I'm looking forward to it.
I got this puzzle that I got in another gift exchange. I gotta give up. All right. Before we wrap up, Chalmers will be at the holiday Christmas party. He's also going to be on the nation vacation to Arizona.
I'm getting messages about it must be doing numbies.
It's been moving a lot.
That's good. That's exciting.
This month.
A lot of cool people that we talk to on a regular basis outside of this thing.
We're a trip of 50, and I think we have 8 or 10 spots left. So it's getting to the nitty gritty. So great gift. We have two options, flight, no flight. Mm-hmm. You choose. February
18th to
20th. 18th to
20th. Trip includes 2 nights in the hotel.
Yeah, we'll get to see Jack Campbell start for the Phoenix Coyotes.
Carol Vemelka's video tribute. You'll get to see that.
Yes.
When he makes his return to Arizona.
Yes, very nice.
And it's all brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that is making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross travel insurance protects your memories and more wherever your travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information on that. Visit nationgear.ca for more information on how you can get in on the nation vacation.
I think I'm unreasonably excited to watch a game in that arena.
Yeah. Oh man, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
So give me a gauge. Is it like Claire Drake or bigger?
Bigger. 5,000.
5,000. So what is
Moose Jaw's arena.
I've never been there.
Have you been to the Centrium, like Red Deer's rink for the Rebels?
Yes.
So similar.
Okay.
Maybe even slightly. I think Centrium could fit 6,000, but similar.
Cool. Yeah. That's to watch the hockey game in that
on the ASU campus.
Yeah, and you're gonna be able to hear the players like better, probably. Quieter in there.
Yeah, everyone's gonna be mic'd up
on the ace without mics. Tempe, that's where Mill Arena is.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to Mills Ave afterwards.
We did this whole thing the other day. Yeah,
sure.
I was in part of that.
Yeah, no, you were. You did.
Did I say Mills Ave?
Yep.
I have a super bad memory. I'm losing it.
I'm fucking losing it.
Well, your comments about the mall would suggest it.
Dude, that was terrifying.
We did the Google Maps on the last episode you were on of how far we are.
God, well, to be fair, the last time you were on was like extremely long time ago.
Yeah.
Thank God I have a wife and a calendar. I don't even know where I'm going after this. Legitimately. No idea. I know I got a whole night planned and I do not know what's happening.
Do you know how to get home?
I do. Oh, okay. Yeah. GPS.
That eases my anxiety.
So let's just recap Chalmers' show. He's irrationally mad at people at the mall.
Yep.
Thinks the world's gone to shit and admitted he doesn't know where he... I think you have early onset dementia.
No. No, it's just like I'm just... There's so much going on. Like, we had hockey last night and it's just something every night. Okay, so this is my night. I actually know what it is. I got to leave here. I got to go meet some trades at a building that I need to see if they've finished their stuff.
I'm glad you remembered that.
I do. Then I have to get home in time to get my son, take him to hockey practice, 5:15 to 6:15, 6:45, meet at Candy Cane Lane, team walk, food drive, home by 8:30, where we'll finally have dinner, watch the highlights for the game, and go to bed.
That sounds intense. But as intense as Nation Vacation will be, you're going to see Chalmers there coming up on February 18th.
If he remembers how to get there.
I won't forget.
I was going to try and mess with you and do the whole ad read again and see if I could trick you into saying
Mills Ave. Tempe?
In the small arena?
Mills
Ave? How many people are in there? All right.
Where am I?
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody listening.
Yes.
Last one of the year. So resolution show.
Maybe next Thursday.
Let's just give one that we're actually going to stick to. One resolution. I need accountability.
All right.
It's funny how you take the lead on like, All right, everybody.
Right now.
Time to one resolution.
Up.
Yeah, you can tell. You know what? You just do four on behalf of all of us.
You need four times the amount.
My resolution should be next year, Charles.
Your resolution should be to care more.
About what?
Hugging.
Ugh.
More affectionate.
Emotional. Be more affectionate. Show love.
Maybe
more.
Zip tie your goddamn drain hose.
That whole
less vacations. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
More grinding, for God's sake.
More
sakes.
Grinding.
Oh, please.
What if you grinded four times harder next year? Imagine the grind.
It's frightening.
Where would you go? What would
imagine
you see?
The level of avoidance you'd have to do to avoid such a grind.
Like, imagine you came to work 2024 somehow trying four times as hard.
I know your resolution should be, Jer.
Okay.
Get a hold of this goddamn company and get polo zips in the fucking nation.
Three-quarter zips.
Three-quarter zips.
We now have the ability to do that.
It's about damn time.
But we're just sitting on a Chalmers.
I am going to lose so much weight in 2024. I'm going to get skinny. I'm going to get healthy.
Order him one of those in a small.
I'm
going
to try to live longer for my children.
So what are your things? Yeah. Is that it? So you're
That's the number one, man. I'm just like, dude, I don't even know if I should say this, but I'm going to. On Jasper, we woke up at like 6 in the morning and like we just took a day trip to Jasper. We got to Tim Hortons. All the boys drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. I saw this thing for like a peach quencher. I thought it would be like club soda, like a little bit of peach juice in like ice. Right? Yeah,
No,
it was not. It was a bottle of peach juice. Whatever. I was thirsty. I gunned it. It had 49 grams of sugar in it.
Broke out in a sugar rash.
It was 8:30 in the morning. I then had a chocolate chip muffin. I probably had like 100 grams of sugar before 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I started to think to myself, I'm like, I do this more often than I believe I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need to get a grip on that. So health. Got to live longer, buddy.
Amen, bro.
We got kids now. We got responsibilities.
And we have to do 540 more episodes of this podcast till our contracts are fulfilled.
Oh, God.
Three a days.
Once every day. People would probably tune in.
Okay, my second resolution will be I will show up to at least 75% of these next
year. Wow. Okay. Audience.
Electronic Jordan or someone with a high level of commitment to this show, keep track of that. Or just running that, tally of Chalmers percentage throughout the year. Would that be
funny? Honest with one? Yeah, what would Dukes be like a resolution keep tabs. For you? Do you even need to have one?
Yeah, of course. I barely keep their shit together in 2023. I don't know. Probably fatherhood related. Most of my focus right now is just trying not to raise a serial killer.
Yeah.
I think you're doing good in that.
I don't know. Like every time I do something, I'm like, I don't think other parents would do that. And then I'll do something else and be like, oh, I don't know if other parents would do that either. It's bad.
When you go, here's how you know if you have a good kid or not. When you go into public or you take them to somebody's house, do they have to ever discipline your child?
No.
Do they have to ever be like, hey, man, can you just like, look at that. Like, hey, man, like, what's that? Because if they do, then you need to get a hold of your
shit. No. It's more like this, Chalmers. He comes around the corner and his grandma asked him to do something. He looked at her and said, you can't talk to me like that. I'm the big man. Then slapped himself on the chest. And I was like, oh, that's because I talked to him like that. You can't talk to me like
you
that.
You hype him up like he's a
I'm NCAA like, who's the athlete? Big man? I say, who's the boss? You're the boss. Who's the big man? You're the big man.
Oh, you are empowered.
Pumping him up. Well, people aren't confident in 2023.
He's definitely going to be somebody I have to discipline in my house one day.
Good luck with that. But when he walks around the corner and says, you can't talk to me like that, I'm the big man, and pounds his chest like the alpha gorilla. I'm like, but
feeling some.
I'm proud.
Yes.
But I'm like, this divergent path I've put him on. What does he look like when he's 12?
When to deploy that.
Exactly.
Not to. Yeah.
But so I'm raising him to be the mayor of the moon.
Yeah.
And I bring it up to him regularly that when you're the mayor, you have to rule with an iron fist because you can't trust moon people.
Ooh. So the old sugar and salt approach, there's no sugar ever.
Oh, I'm always really nice. What?
No, for him. You're just teaching him that you never have to show compassion.
Oh, no. But I'm just, one day when you're the mayor of the moon, you're going to have to be merciless with your enemies and the ops can't win.
Respect that.
Yeah.
We're raised for war.
Like little Reese who ran into his op on the street. You see that the other day?
Did he die?
No, he was just homeless. So little Reese gave him money.
Oh, he saw his old op now homeless?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be
what's an op?
What? The opposition?
Oh. The opposition. Old op.
I asked my niece for a gift for advice on two pairs of things. Oh God. For two things. I sent her a picture of one each and then she answered and I said, thank you. And she just wrote OFC. I legit had to go look it up.
Really?
What does it stand for?
Of course.
OFC. Doesn't make sense.
Didn't know. Of course.
OFC.
Of C.
OFC.
You can't talk to her like that. She's the big man.
No, I looked it up and I ain't going to let her know it.
Then you watch Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so they named the hands. Right,
Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll chat with you maybe next Thursday.
That was a lot about nothing.
Hey? We should have done a year in review show.
It was fun.
Next year?
That was fun.
Next year? But it'll be like a second.
Ugh, next week. My brain's fried.
Are we going to do one next week?
Next Thursday.
I'll do one.
We'll see.
Well, I guess you might be busy. I'll
visiting both your families
while avoiding the grind.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas to you guys. Have a great holiday.
And to our listeners too.
See you guys in the new year. Yeah. To all listeners. Hey, send me pics of cool presents. I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love that kind of stuff.
Cool Oilers-related stuff. Send it to us. That's really neat.
Yeah, yeah. Cool Oilers stuff. Like, okay, sorry. One more thing. Captain Felton, whatever those pop head things are that the AI is generating for all of us.
Kennedy is making them.
I don't know.
The captain commented on it saying these look amazing.
What the hell just happened out there?
Whoa, something just fell outside. Anyway,
that thunk wasn't just you?
Hopefully it wasn't a TV we hung. No, I didn't do it. All right, well.
Let's go find out what that
was. Let's go find out what that was.
Bye, everybody.
WCB earmuffs.
What's that?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.